This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and can we all agree that taking the high road fucking sucks?
I'm Brandi Posey, and it's almost like America doesn't know that the last time a boyfriend screwed me over, I lost 20 pounds and ruined his band's only reunion show.
I'm Tess Barker, and I need new music, but like stuff I already know all the words to.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Catch a song.
It's time to hang out with your favorite
ladies. It's the hand claps.
Ladies and ladies.
Put hand claps behind anything, and you know what? Sounds good.
Put your hand claps. Webby, I wish butts sounded like hands when they clapped.
They can.
Oh, really?
That's the beauty of...
No, not quite the...
Tits do, though.
Have I ever made my tits together? Clap?
You can... I mean, you have
tits
to like...
don't clap if you're like having sex doggy style. Mine do.
Yeah.
No, man, they don't.
Bummer. What?
Mine
they
used,
don't.
Mine used to.
Oh man, you clap off. When you have sex doggy style.
I mean, if you're yeah,
shit, that's awesome.
I mean, it is, but like that, it can also
that's
be a weird
clapping.
Moment.
Wait, by the way, that's me clapping, not my.
Can you imagine Jeb Bush having sex and being like, "Please clap." Please clap.
I had already thought about that, but now I'm just really thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the saddest doggy style of all time.
Please clap. Please clap.
We're sinning.
Please come.
You know, that's what he says.
Oh my God!
The saddest orgasm.
What are we? Oh yeah,
we have a business to take.
Couple
care
of plugs up top. The picture of this pilot presentation taping is getting moved to March 2nd in Los Angeles at the Actors Company Theater. All the info is going to be on my Twitters and Facebook and all
your
that.
Twitters?
Jazz. My Twitters. It'll be on my Twitters and my
your
Facebook.
Twitter, I'm happy because now I can go to it.
Yeah,
on March 2nd at
shit.
Where?
The Actors Company.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That means I can go, too.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, is that this week? I'm so bad at dates.
No, it's
Tess
like a month.
Tess literally has no idea what time.
No, wait, I'm just kind of like floating through ether all the time. I literally never know what day it is or what the date is. Haven't my whole life.
It's funny because now you're working in an office Monday through Friday and you know less than when you weren't.
Yeah.
What day it is.
Yeah. If not the same, it definitely hasn't improved. Not only that, but like I read news every day. You would think that would
well,
help.
Well, that's maybe what it is that there's so much bad news happening so all the time that we can't like,
yeah.
We can't associate what day is happening with
every
which
day feels like a Monday now.
Oh boy.
This is the
that's a good country song now. Yeah.
Is it?
Of course, it's a Smith song. Every day is like Sunday.
Oh yeah. Oh, every I was just making up a fake
country song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am doing a show in Oakland this Saturday night at the 11th. It's called Critical Hit. It's at a comic book store in Oakland.
Barbara, restart your hard drive.
which the name I don't know, but look at my Twitter to find out. And I'm doing other shows in San Francisco, The Setup on Friday night, which is a really great show and stuff. So come to those. And then I'm at the Golden Spike Comedy Festival in Salt Lake City, March 9th through the 11th. So come to that and come to that. If you're my friend,
please come.
Please come.
Please come,
please come to these shows.
Yeah, let's bring on our guest. Let's get into it.
Let's
see if she
let's
has
dive
opinions.
In, shall we?
She has a really great stand-up album coming out in a couple of weeks called "Dance Like You Don't Need the Money." Carmen Lynch.
Hi. Yeah. Ooh, did you hear that?
What was that, David?
That was me.
That was
David
new.
That was not David.
That was laser shooting out of.
Those were my tits
eyes.
Clapping.
Yeah, what happened, David?
I just hit
Those are also my tits.
That's the sound.
They're cheering for your tits.
Man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the show.
Should you know be what? A good one.
You're welcome.
We're all like just got off work, so we're like in like a that weird space in between like work person and person
and being funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There.
Do you all work together? No.
No.
It really sounded like it's, that.
It does sound like
a little clown car.
Yeah. We like live together in like a three person bunk bed and have the same work uniforms, like a three-headed work uniform. Yeah,
it's not that far off.
It's really not, actually.
Yeah.
Which bunk would you guys want, though, out of a three-person bunk?
Not the middle.
I remember once, when I was younger, I, like, I had peeing the bed problems.
Oh!
How young?
I don't know.
I don't want to put you on
blast. I have no idea how ages work or how old I was.
See?
I mean, I guess it's worse than days.
I kind of feel like you guys might both be aliens because your concept of time is like so...
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
I don't know either, though. I don't.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah.
I could have been...
I have to think about it for a while. It's Monday today, right? Like, it takes me that long to figure it out.
Right? I mean, I think partially it's a comedian thing.
Yeah.
Because we don't...
I think so.
Yeah. Possible.
But it dates back earlier.
Pre-comedian.
Yeah.
Who was the first comedian?
Do you smoke pot?
No, but I've hit my head a lot.
Okay.
You've been concussed.
All right. I've been concussed. And I always have to think about a special date. Like, I flew on the 29th, mm-hmm. so today's the 30th. I always have to do that little game with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, milestones to grab onto. Well, yeah. For example, I thought my rent was due tomorrow because I didn't even know that January had 31 days.
31, bro?
Yeah.
You can check your knuckles, too.
Oh, I should have done that.
Oh, is that the way to do it?
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, it is due tomorrow, Tess.
Fuck!
Oh no, tomorrow's the first. Fuck, never mind.
But people are listening to this on February 8th.
All right.
And then I have Babs. This is what
shitty
I have.
Shitty time travel for the listeners.
But I do have a really good brain for like, I'm like, I know my whole week in my head, like every day, like mm-hmm. line. So I don't know what the fuck's happening.
It goes forwards, but not backwards or present.
Yeah, that's the real problem.
You know, if you have to have one, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'd rather forget the past. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you guys have like a vague, for me, everything happened like 4 years or 8 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea how long ago something was.
Right?
I just had my like 10-year anniversary in LA, and it doesn't feel real that a decade has passed since I've lived here.
How the fuck does a whole decade pass?
Like, I don't think I'm a decade old. Like, in my head, I'm like still like 9 and a half. Like, I don't understand how I'm in my 30s. It just makes any sense.
Isn't it weird, though, when you see old people, like the elderly people, and they act like they're 21?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that'll be.
Yeah.
You what just do you stay. Mean act like they're 21?
Like you'll see really young. Yeah, like I've seen tennis players who are like probably like 78, 79, and they're like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, there's her brain still thinks she's, which is good.
Yeah, I can't tell if I'm truly not going to give a fuck here anymore or I'm going to be super depressed.
I think you won't give a fuck anymore.
Past.
You just stay how you are when you get old.
Yeah,
like,
I think.
I used to teach senior citizens aerobics, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and like that really taught me like old people are just people that got old.
Yeah. That's a great t-shirt.
Yeah.
Old people are just people who got old.
I mean, they wrote all so the people. Time from like my parents, I do hear don't get old. They tell me that.
I think that people who say that, I sound so preachy right now, but if you exercise, you will really.
But they do.
And they say don't get old.
But that doesn't mean your health still starts like getting fucked, you know, depending on the person.
It helps a lot if you stretch every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I never stretch.
Jinx.
Why don't you stretch? I want to know your reasons.
I don't stretch because I forget to stretch. Because stretching to me doesn't feel like it's important because it's like very subtle.
Right.
Like I'll go running and be like, oh, I'm done. And then it's like, oh, no, the most important thing is like that tiny little thing.
Yeah. I don't want the extra thing.
And it doesn't burn calories, so it feels unnecessary. It does, but not.
It does feel good. I mean, I like waking up and like stretching.
I do that.
Like, I'm not put aside time for.
But I only do that when I'm sore. Like if I have backaches, I'll remember to stretch.
Oh, I stretch all the time. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I just like, you look, I look at my dog and the best thing he does every day is stretch. Like,
yeah, dogs, but he's not like doing it because he went on a run. He's like doing it because he, you know, is stretching a leg out.
Well, I know, yeah, but I like to stretch a leg that's out what sometimes. We do. It feels great. Yeah. But you're, no, it's just nice to just stretch a little
but
bit.
But we're talking about like yoga type stretch.
You're not oh, doing, I do all right? kinds of yoga.
No, I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, I do like so
side
cute
triangles and shit all the time.
If you took your dog for a walk and then afterwards he was like stretching after the walk.
Yeah. I'll do the same stretches he does sometimes. Just I'll like make eye contact with him and be like, eh, doing it too. Deal with it. It's
the,
really cute.
The downward dog is, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Feels good.
Are you talking about the human one or the dog one?
Aren't they the same?
Yeah.
I always see cats do it, though. I the always cat, wondered cat. Why cat, it's not called the downward cat. Don't you feel like cats do that?
There is more cat.
Yeah. There is a cat posing yoga, and it's not very attractive.
No.
Mm-mm. Is that the one with your ass hanging out?
No, that's cow. Cat is with your ass in, but you have a hunchback.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
Like you're hacking up a hairball.
Yeah, you're like a witch cat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Your cat's at their worst. It doesn't do cats any favors, that pose.
Yeah. I always like crow pose is always funny. Number one, I need to make fun of it because I can't do it. But
crow pose is great.
Which one is up?
That's the
where
one.
You
yeah.
Get a, I, that's probably really good for radio.
You put your elbows.
Yeah.
You put your elbows and then you put your knees behind your elbows, so then you can kind of like walk around. Like it, right. I understand why, because it like the way the movement feels very crow-like.
You know which one I hate is the one, because I can't do it. That's why I hate it. Yeah. Is when you're on your knees and then you put your hands back on your heels.
Oh, I hate that
and
one
and open
too.
Your chest. I can never reach. Is it's that a camel? Too hard.
It's camel.
Is that camel?
Yeah.
I like that one. Don't do that.
Why is that called camel?
I think it's like how you ride a camel.
Your front part is the hump, I would say.
Yeah.
But it always feels like my chest is going to split open in that one. Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it.
I have a lot of openness up in here. It feels good.
Oh, you have an open heart.
Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
You wouldn't think so, but I do.
They're like, I thought she just meant her breast reduction.
Yeah, that too. Ever since then, just really going for it.
I was gonna say, I when I was younger and I peed the bed.
Yes.
I was in a bunk bed on a family vacation and I just kept switching.
Mattress
and then switch.
Oh my god!
I didn't want to tell anybody.
That's nice that you had the spare.
Yeah,
that's so great. I love that.
That's such a Barbara hack.
I think I did it over and over, but I think I did it like once.
There was one such room. Well,
I mean, there's another bed in here.
Everyone should be given a spare bed to piss in.
I agree.
Or.
Or what? Just don't piss?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't on purpose.
No, that's great. Yeah. That's awesome. How long did it take for your parents to find out?
I don't really remember. Maybe I never told anyone. I have no idea. Maybe we just left the like rental house with piss bunk beds. I mean, come on. Bunk beds have pee in them already.
Yeah, you have to assume that.
They're like made with pee already.
Yeah, it's like a ball pit. You're not going in there without getting some pee.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Ball pits are pretty nasty.
I feel like as a child, not only did I go in the ball pit, but I went in with my mouth open.
Of course you did, because you're an adventurer. I mean, I went in.
Yeah, you did not go in a ball
pit. I didn't care
about
germs as a kid. That's what kids are exist.
Would you guys go in a ball pit now?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm Spanish, so I don't know these words. Is that those little ball things, all the colors that you jump in?
Yeah.
I totally do. I love those games.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean I'm Spanish and I
just
don't
use that as an excuse when I don't know.
Are you from Spain?
I grew up in Spain when I was a kid, so we didn't use these words as a kid. So sometimes words.
But you had a ball pit.
Oh.
Yeah, but we would probably call it pelotas or something. You know
that's
I mean?
Much. There's less piss in a pelota than in a ball pit.
But those are really fun. Sometimes I see games like that, and I think they should make them for adults. You know,
I remember we rented out like one of those places for a prom, and it was so fun. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Like, have you guys been to Chuck E. Cheese? Have just like adult? I don't know.
Have you guys been to one of those trampoline parks?
They look fun, but they're a lot of. It's like a workout, right?
Yeah, but like a great workout.
Yeah,
it's like there's. Here's what I like about it. It's actually scary.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. And
scary? Because you go up so high?
Yeah, you go up so high and just so much like unlimited
that's
trampoline.
That's so scary
it's
already.
So great.
I can't.
Yeah. I swear, you don't feel like you're exercising. And like there's hours where they only allow adults in there. Hmm. And like they blast fucking pop music and just let you bounce around.
That'd be
that
cool.
Sounds so much fun. Like a blind date. Like a blind date.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like going to be a bachelor thing.
Right.
I'm surprised the bachelor already did zero gravity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do a little step beyond.
Yeah. Except that last episode they had to shovel shit, but.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in so long. I loved that show.
It's great.
I need to get back into that.
You do. It's good this season, but I say that every season.
I always find a way to pull us in.
Wait, where in Spain did you grow up?
I grew up right outside of Sevilla, Seville,
really?
And then we moved to Madrid.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, my mom's from Spain, and my dad was in the military, so we would just move around depending on where they wanted my dad to go.
And when did you move to the States? So,
when I was 8.
Do you go back a lot?
Yeah, every year, because my sister married a Spanish guy, and my whole family lives in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. So I go to Barcelona. I try to go there once a year just to see my nieces and stuff. Yeah, I love that. Cool. Yeah.
Everyone deserves to like have family. You know what I mean? Just like have a reason to go do that once a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to just like adopt a family in Spain to go.
It's cool, but then you never see. Like, it's cool that I get to do it in Spain, but it's like then I never see them, which sucks, you know?
Yeah. Well, that means you like your family. That's a bonus.
Yeah, I mean, I probably like them because I never see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm on Tinder again.
What? Oh, yeah, coffee.
Oh, coffee. Oh, yeah. So, you guys,
let's keep going.
Yeah, yesterday.
I'm on Tinder again.
That just all, like, sunk into me how that went down.
Great timing. No, no.
Well, we can come back to that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is always,
is
always
it
around.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Let me guess, you're cutting back on drinking?
No.
Yeah.
No, I did.
It's
I
one
did.
Or the other, Tess. One or the other. It's never at the same time.
For 3 weeks or so, but it's back.
Cool.
3 weeks is a long time to not drink, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm just always like about to quit stuff and then
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I just quit quitting things.
speaking of,
so as you guys know, caffeine is my favorite addiction. Mm-hmm. And
your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love coffee.
Isn't it fantastic? Yeah. Yeah. Then you'll appreciate this. So I was staying in Airbnb over the weekend, and place is cute, place is great. And the description, it says it has a coffee maker. So I'm like, great. And I was there to get some writing done. So I bought the Kona coffee, has like the highest caffeine content.
Oh, yeah.
Bought that expensive stuff at Trader Joe's. I was getting ready to like hunker down with my caffeine, and I get there and old girl has a Keurig.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah. Ooh. Which we all
and
know.
Those single coffee packet. I hate those fucking things.
Right?
Yeah. It's not good either.
No, they're disgusting. And if you love coffee, it's like not acceptable.
It's like why don't you just spit in my mouth?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And like, I'm someone who has crushed up Nodos and snorted it. And I would rather do that than eat, drink her coffee.
You would fill a whole landfill with all the like the little packets you would need.
Exactly. Exactly. So she's got a Keurig. And so I get through the day with a Keurig. That's the only thing. She has two cups of coffee for me. That's nothing.
And you're on a writing thing. So you're like,
I'm there to get jacked.
How many cups do you usually have a day?
Yeah, what's your average?
Honestly, I lose count every day.
Like five, maybe?
Yeah, probably five. So, but I was like writing. I was like in the hills, and I didn't want to like go get coffee and like break my concentration. So I work all through the night. I sleep a couple hours. I wake up. Before I even get out of bed, I have this like searing headache from the horrible Keurig coffee the day before. And with like instinctually while half awake, I go on Postmates. And you know those like Starbucks like things they have on like set, like those big boxes of coffee?
Yeah, yeah.
I ordered one of those and had it delivered
That's
to
genius.
My door. Right?
Yeah.
Right? But like you guys, the amount of responsibility I felt with this heavy box of coffee, I was like, I have to finish this today.
Yeah.
And you finished it?
You
didn't.
That is fucking crazy.
Thank you.
Oh my god! Did you sleep that night?
A little bit. I'm just gonna say I've been peeing orange today.
I know shit.
I've been trying so hard to rehydrate.
You have a strong stomach because after two cups, I start to.
I was feeling dizzy. I was feeling lightheaded, but I was so close to the end that it was like it became a mission. I was like, I have to. I've never done that with caffeine. Like,
wow.
I mean, you guys, 96 ounces. That's more than a big gulp.
That's so much.
That's crazy.
That's more than a big gulp. Big gulps are really that big,
aren't they?
The double big gulps. Yeah.
And I mean, you guys should.
Oh my god.
These things come with so many cups, and just to know that it was all for me,
that's hilarious.
It was one of the happiest moments of my life. Really, I was so happy when the man gave it to me. Like, I was just like. No, because I was by myself. I was like, I'm just me and this box of coffee.
Especially after drinking all that other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happens when I drink Keurig.
Amazing.
You have to mainline 96 boy. Ounces.
Yeah. Starbucks. And you guys, this is Starbucks coffee. That's the other thing. That shit is caffeinated.
Is it?
Is
it
really
strong? I can't
tell
the difference between anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's strong. But Dunkin' Donuts, I think, is up there too, right?
Dunkin'
those two?
Is
those
up two? There. I would say it's a little bit less than Starbucks.
You know what I hear? America runs on Dunkin'.
Hey.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay, Dad.
Yes. I'll take it.
So yeah, that's my story of breaking the record of most caffeine I've ever drank in
now
one day.
did you do your trick of like cup of coffee, cup of water, cup of coffee, cup of water, or
no.
did you just go straight? Because that's Tessa's
what
like,
happened to the shower and pepper thing. You should have just tried that.
Yeah, that wasn't
what's
the day.
That
well I've been threatening to try to quit coffee. I had this idea that I was gonna wake up in the morning, eat a habanero pepper, and take a cold shower.
Uh huh.
Instead of coffee.
She hasn't done it yet.
I haven't done it
what
yet.
Is why does that have to be the replacement for coffee?
I guess it's just a wake up, a different kind of wake up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Shock
oh.
your system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you? Is it impossible for you to just have like one or two cups? Is that why you have to quit? Okay. No, I get that.
Yeah. Because I think also because it's a relatively, like, it's not that bad for you. I just feel like I have license to really abuse it.
Right.
I get it. Yeah.
You know?
You
it's
know.
It's not going anywhere. Whatever.
Did you feel like, were you focused the whole time? Or did you feel like, did it affect your writing at a certain point? Like, were you having that much?
I wrote 7,100 words yesterday.
Oh, my God. In one day?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Were you like perching on a table?
I was. Yeah, I was. And then I felt like it was like a VRBO and the woman who stayed there had kids, which I was like, that's cool. But the kids kept trying to talk to me, which like I like kids, but I was working and I was all cracked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I felt like I looked weird, but it was like, you know.
Did you eat at all? Because doesn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It takes away your appetite. That's crazy. I would have an ulcer right
just
now.
Shitting
seriously.
All the time too?
I hadn't eaten much too
There's
shit.
Nothing to
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like a weird children's book type of journey. I just want to see.
It was basically just me in the Hollywood Hills. Yeah, just cracked out of my mind. But I mean, I think I achieved like cocaine level of caffeine high.
That sounds,
Yikes.
It was dope.
Wouldn't that be great if they had like a video camera and they showed you and you're just jumping around?
Oh my god,
we
see like a time lapse. Or...
yeah. I sweat through like two t-shirts.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
So anyway, Postmates.
Not a sponsor.
But I will say we have enough comedian friends who drive Postmates. Tip your fucking Postmates.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Seriously, don't
I
be
know
monsters.
A lot of people, like Ahmed Weinberg has funny jokes about how people never tip him.
Yeah. People are pretty monstrous. They don't tip. Very few of the apps they tip on.
I think it's sometimes I'll forget to on Lyft or something because like it doesn't like remind you, you know, so you'll just go start doing something else.
Yeah.
And
then
I won't go back to that until a week later and then it's like not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like remember to do it.
Yeah.
What are we talking? I'm sorry. I'm talking about this. So boring.
No, everyone tips.
Tell us about Tinder.
Tell us about Tinder.
Speaking of apps, I don't know. It's
do you
nothing.
Tip your
I'm back
Tinder
on.
Dates?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. With my pussy.
How's that for gratuity, sir?
I don't know why I did the like tiny thing. That doesn't work for tipping or for anything.
Or pussies.
Or pussies. I don't know. You know, it's me. I mean, the thing is, I just go through these things where I'm like, I'm fine. And then I just get horny and I'm like, ugh. And I just start swiping. And then I start swiping and then it seemed like some like decent, cute guys. But then I got sick and then the horniness went away and I was like, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I got sick of it. But anyway, so I'm back on. I'm not because I'm horny. I just was bored. It's either horny or boredness. No, I haven't. That's the thing is this go. It's really hard because you'll like match with a bunch of people. And somebody might not say anything. And then so you kind of just get bored and do it just for the matching. And
right.
then if one of you starts talking, you have to like really keep each other's interest quickly or else it just like you both give up or something. I don't know. Or it's just hard to keep your attention on one thing because there's so many people. It's too much.
Yeah.
So stressful.
Yeah. It's just like there's just too many people. And like I keep being like, oh, only match with two people. But then you're like, well, what if there's somebody else who's cool that's on here?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Because, real life's not working. Oh, I met this guy. I met this guy on set of a... that. of a thing I was shooting. He was super hot. And I thought we were kind of flirting. I mean, I totally made this up because we literally didn't talk until the end of the day.
So in your head the whole time, he's like, here's your lavalier. And you're like, hello.
I thought we were flirting.
Well, he was also acting on it. But like we were in the same scene together the whole time. And I wasn't wearing a shirt. I only had a bra.
Oh, well, then of course you were flirting.
Yeah. So I was like, well.
What movie were you making? But you were just wearing a bra.
It was Hampton DeVille. Our friends. Oh, cool. Our friends Jake and Matt are making a TV show for Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. And I was just doing this like small part where I didn't have a shirt on. So thanks, guys, by the way, for putting me in the show.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And so, yeah, I'm like in this bra, just kind of like, you know, it's not the most flattering like outfit I'm in, but mm-hmm. I'm trying to. Some extras hitting on me and keep telling me how cute it is. So thank you, I guess. And this other guy, I'm like, I don't know. He was just hot. And like, we kept like kind of looking at each other, but never saying anything. And so by the end, I like introduced myself and I don't know, you know, we talked for 5 minutes. So I was like, well, I'm in. And, and so then I get home and I'm like, this is like the height of like thirstiness. I was like, I think the world feeling like it's ending is really like making me be like, I need to make some shit happen, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like messaged a friend of his who he had mentioned. And I was like, hey, do you know if this guy's single? And he didn't get back to me. And I was like, well, all right, oh, I'm going to email him. So I found the guy's name from the call sheet.
God, no. You know what I love is God bless your fucking initiative. your focus when you're horny is razor sharp.
Thank you.
It's really impressive.
I wish that's very impressive. You're so aggressive. Yeah.
I wish I could use it for good, but I mean,
now if the world wasn't ending, how far would you have gone? You wouldn't have gone for the email.
I don't
she
know.
Would have. Oh, she yes, would she have.
I would have, but it's a
Chicago
little...
Chicago waiter. Yes, you would have.
Yeah, but the apocalypse still was happening. It's like, shit was still going down then, so I don't know. But yeah, I think there's like one day a month in my like hormone cycle where I'm like, I will fucking contact you, or I don't know. So I emailed him.
Where's that chart? Where's that?
Yeah, where's the like app? One day email ask out? Yeah. We went to Chicago and we saw a hot waiter and I emailed the... hot cook behind the glass at this restaurant we were at. And I emailed the hotel and was like, what's that guy's deal? Give him my information.
Seriously.
No.
And she,
that's great, though.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
You don't even need Tinder.
But I do.
You are Tinder.
But I'm getting rejected in real life. I'm getting rejected. So this guy, I wrote him an email and I was like, hey, I was the one in the bra yesterday. It was really dumb. But I just wrote him this, you know, quick email that was like, I thought you were cute and funny. Do you want to go out? Mm-hmm. And he didn't respond for like all day. So I was like, well, that's a no. Because if it's a yes, you know, that's probably pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And he responds later and he's like, oh, I'm really flattered, but I have a girlfriend, you know, so I can't go out. And I was just like, all right, that's fine. I was expecting that after that long. And so it's like, who cares? I don't know this guy. I'm probably going to see him.
But doesn't it feel good to have done that, though? I feel like it feels better than to not have.
It does until you see him 3 days later at a show that he's seeing his girlfriend in.
Oh, his girlfriend's a comic?
What? His girlfriend's an actress. So I went to my roommate's Spank show at UCB. I walk in and he's sitting right there in the front row. And I was just like, ah!
Oh. So I just, like, did he see you?
Yes. And so I just like hid and sat somewhere else. And then his fucking super hot girlfriend's in the show.
Oh,
so I was just like, well, all right, there we go. There's that. Never thought I would see that guy again.
Oh my God, what a small town.
I know. So I'm back to Tinder because, you know, whatever.
You're just looking for anonymity.
You're going to see him on Tinder.
Yeah,
probably. I know what's real, bitch. Well, okay, one last Tinder story before we get a break. But today, this guy had all these pictures that were like, he had like him at a cafe, like across the table at a cafe or like making like bread. And I was like, and I thought, and they looked like very like pictures that a girlfriend would take of you. So my message to him, and I was joking, but I was like, oh, hey, it looks like an ex took all of your pictures. Just like a dumb joke. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, it's just trying to stand out. Line.
Yeah. And then he wrote back, he was like, why would you say that? And he was like, plus, why would that matter if that is it? And I was like, whoa, dude, I was just kidding.
Delete.
Like, I don't care. So we talked for a while. I was like, I didn't give a shit. So we talked for a while. And then he admits he's in an open relationship. So I was like, so a girlfriend did take your fucking pictures? Yep. A current girlfriend.
Wow.
So I was right. It wasn't even an ex. It was your actual girlfriend.
Oh, I'm just proud of you for like having that insight. I don't think I would have like put that together.
It just looked like very much like, you know, like, oh, glass of wine at a fucking cafe. Like, who's taking those
pictures? What dude is going to be like, hey, take a picture of me.
Yeah,
Bro, get my bread, bro. I'm making bread, bro. Bro, check out this loaf. Come on.
Yeah. It was like there. It just looked like that. And so... And then you can't drop that you're in an... You have to put that on the profile.
Yeah.
Because we talked for like a half hour and then it was like, oh, by the way, I'm in an open thing. And I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
you don't just
that.
Bring that up later.
No,
yeah.
You tell somebody
actually,
that first.
A lot of people do just bring that up later.
Yeah, I guess. Oof. But anyway, he can fuck off. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, wow. Great, great eye. You got a great eye.
That
for...
just means I've been on there way too much. Yeah. Thank you. All right, we'll be back.
BRB.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Carmen Lynch.
Hi.
Oh, you were going to say, and I'm
Carmen. I'm Carmen. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
It's not how we did it in rehearsal, Carmen.
I'm really bad at memorizing my lines.
3 hours of practice. This
Five,
has all
six,
been
seven,
scripted.
What's my name again?
I'm sorry. We're getting handsy. Carmen, we're going to play a game with you.
Fun.
Get to know you better.
Okay.
David, will you head in?
We're going to play one of our great...
What? Is that you guys doing that?
No. Absolutely not.
Fuck no. Some of our listeners send in like covers to our very badly made theme songs, and they make them much better.
Yeah, they make them sound a lot better.
Oh, that was...
Abigail Clark.
That was Abigail Clark.
Yeah, thank you for that, Abigail.
Amazing.
If you want to send them to make one and send them to us at ladytoday@maximumfun.org, you can literally do any version and we'll play it.
Yeah, we love them. You should see how excited we get every time we get a new one. We're just like, it feels like watching magic happen.
Yeah, you're taking our poop and you're turning it into gold.
Gold poop. Thanks
I used
for that.
To have...
Oh, where's this going to go?
You used to have gold poop.
Yeah. It's a gold poop. Like gold-plated or...
Gold-plated.
Okay.
It's buffalo poop from Catalina Island that I got in a souvenir
store. Oh, you're being serious.
Yeah. As soon as she said that, I was like, I used to have gold poop.
I thought maybe you like ate sparkles or something and then... Because didn't people used to like eat glitter and then...
I actually chewed on a gold locket once when I was like 4 or 5. I remember this. And then I looked down and it was gone. And when I pooped...
It came out?
Well, my mom was like, I bet it's in your poop.
Was it?
We never found it because we were like, oh,
you don't want to. It's like, just
like,
you
don't want to look in there.
Yeah. I would kind of want to.
At 4, I'd want to.
Well, she wanted to because she's a nurse, so that stuff doesn't gross her out.
Yeah.
But I remember just being like, you're not going to go into my poop and look for a tiny gold nugget, are you?
You shamed her mom about poop. That's awesome.
Come on, mom.
Just like a mean baby. Just like, you're not going to do that, are you, mom? It's
come on, mom.
I remember Brent Weinbach, who I used to have a huge crush on. He did like an art show with pictures of his own poop, and I was like, maybe that's where that dies.
Yeah.
You know what? And that, wow, just you saying that, I'll never look at him the same way again.
That's so disturbing to me too. I had a friend take a picture of her shit once and text it to me.
No.
And I was like, and she jokes around and I was like, dude, this is, you cross a line.
That's right? That's a trust fall we all have with each other, is that we will never show each other our poop.
Of course
not.
That's like too much.
When I've heard of couples sending each other, mostly guess who, probably the guy, you know, but but like as a joke sending each other pictures of their poop, and like I could never fuck you again.
No.
If you send me a picture of your poop. Like,
absolutely
I would
not.
Maybe look at a picture of Tess's orange pee, but that's about
it. Yeah, exactly.
As far as I'm going.
You pee a weird color, I'll take a look at that.
Because that, you could, I think your brain is like, oh, Gatorade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But poop is like poop. I think it was Augustine Burroughs.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. Someone on your show might, but I swear to God, one of his memoirs, his dad would make them take shits.
Oh, that's, yes.
Yes. Remember that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wait, and do what?
And would he put them in the freezer or something?
Shit, I don't remember those.
But there was something really gross. He made his kids save their shits to see what, like, who, there was a contest to see who's had the, who had the longest shit or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do you need to save them for that? Just measure it and throw it away.
I swear, I think he froze them or something.
I think he did, yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this has been a long time since we talked about this, but apparently space docking is when you freeze a poop and then put it in someone's butt.
Ugh.
What?
Just, I wish everyone could see
who the look on that.
She said that. Barbara's just sitting with her legs crossed, with her hand in the air, like we're at brunch. Just like, hey,
you guys, missing a glass of wine.
Grinning ear to ear. Apparently, space ducking. And like, just your lead into it. Like, we've talked about this before.
I mean, if we're going to talk about frozen poop, I'm obviously going to bring it up.
Like, it's not. And you shove it in the person's butt.
It's like
and
a sex
frozen
thing.
And you wrap it in, like, Saran wrap for protection.
I don't know that part.
I feel like you at least.
What
put
do you
it
mean
like
you
a...
don't know? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're on Tinder. Just... Tell us.
I'll ask. Oh, I was thinking we could crowdsource some hellos to guys on the during the episode.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
And then like we can see if they respond. If you guys want, we can do it. Maybe we can do it at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll read. Cool. I'll read one. I'll read one guy's profile and then we can decide how to say hi to him. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
That sound good? Did I distract you from the...
Yeah. I'm really
from
ready.
Space back stalking. To poo.
We're back. I'm ready to launch away from space talking.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Instagram by accident. Okay.
I do like helping my friends Tinder.
It's fun. It's like a game when it's not for you.
Game. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like cleaning someone else's closet.
Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of like, oh, okay.
Okay, so this is Charlie. He's got a pink pussy hat and a protest sign.
Okay,
so
like
we could do like some kind of protest.
What are his other pictures? Is that I need to know if he just went to one thing for pussy or if he like.
By the way, I cracked my phone screen. I've never felt more at home because it's been too long without it. Oh, what are his other pictures here? I know we're gonna play the game, but this is.
Oh, he's got a dog.
Okay.
He just looks like general white guy with glasses.
Yeah.
Type
oh,
bullshit.
Okay. He's doing crisscross applesauce.
Oh, he's a therapist.
Oh.
Is he always going to ask you though, like, how are you feeling about stuff?
That's great. Yeah. Seeking long-term relationship, including marriage and children. See, that's what you say. You don't say open. That's. I mean,
he's putting it out there. Yeah.
I don't want to be mean to this guy. Let's do someone. I mean, I don't want to be mean to any of these guys, but
you want something that's going to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Jonathan looks kind of douchey.
Okay.
He's less than a mile away. Oh, wait. 6 miles away. Work. Omnivorous. Left-handed. Songwriter. Sagittarius. Producer. Cultured. Creative. Driven.
Awful.
These single words.
You like it.
Yeah, I would like him.
Let's see.
Long hair. Long hair with a dog.
Too long, I think. Cute dog. I would hang out with the dog.
The dog is good. Yeah. The dog is good. Him, I'm not as crazy about. He's in the desert too much
I don't
for
like,
me.
Yeah, his hair's
Should
too...
I just say you're in the desert too much for me?
That way, yes.
His hair's a little too girly, I think.
Yeah.
I like that but long of hair.
I do too. And I think it's a good man bun.
I think it's cute. I don't know. I never really dated anybody with it, but you seem cool, but you're in the desert too much for me.
Ask him what SPF he uses when he's in the desert all the time.
Okay. I'm just going to say what SPF do you use because that's a much weirder.
Yeah. I need to know that you're properly moisturized.
What's a good, it sounds like a good pickup line though. Like what's at the end of that pickup line? What SPF do you use? Because I'm hot.
Because I'm hot.
Nailed
like
it.
The sun, baby.
What SPF do you use? Because
I'll make you burn.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just going to write what SPF do you use and then I'm going to wait and write because I'm hot.
and then I'm supposed to say, let that rub in.
All right, I gotta send it all now because we'll forget.
Yes, perfect, great. But send it as three separate messages.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Do they usually respond quickly?
It depends on sometimes. All right, we'll see. Anyway,
okay. Let's get to our very serious game, you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Back to this.
Can we please?
Okay.
Well, this first one, the classic.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
Who are you gonna call?
To phone a friend? What do you mean?
Sure.
Whatever that means.
What friend? Oh, also, yeah, you can answer these anyway. There's no answer. There's
oh,
no right
it's
answer.
Just fill in the blank?
Yeah.
Whatever. This is like our therapist, like...
I thought you were seriously wanting me to call someone.
Yeah.
Okay. But who would you if we wanted you to call somebody?
Yeah.
Kyle, my friend Kyle.
Yeah?
Cool, yeah.
Why Kyle?
Because she's like my best friend and she's a nut, but it's late. She's probably sleeping because it's New York.
Yeah.
But
girls named Kyle are usually pretty cool too.
She's crazy. She's Latina and she's a crazy bitch. I love her.
Is her real name Kyle?
Kyle.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had a boy's name.
I know.
Ryan Reynolds' oldest daughter's name is James, which is really cute.
Oh, James is a good boy's name. So
wow,
is Ryan.
That's like severely boy. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I feel like you go by like Jimmy. James has so many short. Why does James have so many
Jim,
short-
Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. James. Isn't Bob like a nickname for James?
For it's Robert.
Like-
Robert.
No, that's way off.
There's a name like Sean.
A lot of them
is
have a lot.
Sean, which is James.
What?
Sean is a girl's name, though.
Sean is not short for John.
It is. It's Irish for John.
Irish for.
I'm dating not,
but
a
short,
Sean.
Short for is different than Irish for.
You're actually
for.
Dating a James, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
You're dating a James.
I'm dating a James, mate.
I'm trying to do an Irish accent.
Start calling him Jim.
I was trying to do and realized I was doing bad and then added mate at the end of it.
Yeah, just add mate to the Irish accent. That always works.
This is
I'm dating James, mate. This is podcast one of tonight. We're gonna be fully delirious for the second one, I predict.
Oh, you do two?
Yeah, because we release them weekly, so you know.
Yeah.
We're busy bitches.
Yep.
We stockpile.
And man.
Yep. Yeah, David's also, David's also a bitch.
David said, I'm a bitch.
Bitch is gender neutral or you can't use it.
Yeah. I love it. It's great. Yeah. This guy said it the other day, he was like, I'm sorry, and I was like, I love that word.
Me too.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next question? I wrote this one real last
second. So you
say
it. Yeah, you get it.
I don't have it pulled up.
Okay. What would Elijah Wood do if Elijah Wood could chuck wood? Idiot.
David said something about Elijah Wood before and I was scrambling.
What would Elijah Wood do if Elijah could chuck wood?
If Elijah Wood could chuck wood.
Yeah, what would Elijah Wood do if Elijah Wood could chuck wood?
Yeah.
He would carve.
I would carve
like a wood structure.
I can definitely see him whittling. He seems like a whittler.
Yeah.
He's like a DJ, so
he
looks
like a whittler.
A
little whittler.
Mm-hmm.
He's a DJ?
Mm-hmm. So I feel like I could see him whittling it like
well, he's got so much time between songs. He's not an actual musician. Yeah.
So many DJs whittle, you guys.
I just feel like whittling is like the outdoorsy version of DJ.
It kind of just pointless things. Pointless things you do at a party.
Yeah. Just like, what are you
I
doing?
I just like the word whittling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. His name
What if you're a little whittler and everyone's like, oh, look at the widow whittler.
Widow widow?
Elijah Wood, you whittle.
I'm DJ Whittler.
He is little, too. So he is a little whittler.
Yeah. DJ Whittle.
DJ Whittle.
I'm definitely looking at what's Elijah Wood's DJ name because I don't know if that exists. But.
I thought he was really hot when I was a kid.
Of course.
Yeah.
I always knew he was short, so that was a thing.
Mm. Like he was hot when I was also short. But then I think I'm bigger than him
we
now.
We kept growing in Elijah.
I mean, he was, you know, Huck Finn.
Oh, that's what did it for you?
Yeah. Big
what was
Finn
his first thing, though?
Forever Young with Mel Gibson?
Oh.
That's where I first became aware of him.
I feel like it was something else where
saw
him. I don't know.
ABCnews.com. Inside Elijah Wood's life as a DJ.
Oh, yes.
Like.
Despite the common misconception, Wood has confirmed that his DJ name is just his name and not DJ Frodo, as has been falsely spread by the internet.
I like DJ Whittles.
Yeah, DJ Whittles really good. Yeah, Forever Young, then The Adventures of Huck Finn, The Good Son. He was really creepy in that.
The Good Son.
No, Macaulay Culkin's creepy in that.
Yeah,
you're right.
He's the Good Son.
Yeah.
North.
Boring.
North was a classic.
North, okay.
Oh, Deep Impact. Faculty. I know him from The Faculty was like my favorite horror movie when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, he's, like, in Back to the Future Part 2 for 2 seconds.
Who is
Lord
he
of the Rings. Just kidding.
He's a kid. He's, like, a kid in the playing video games that yells at Marty McFly.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Oh, my God. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind came out 12 years ago. 17, no, 13 years ago.
Whoa.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That was that long ago.
How many relationships have ended for you guys since that movie came out?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How many relationships have ended
How
since
many have I been in?
Not that many. Since then?
2004, so I was still in high school.
I think at least
What are you calling a relationship?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Something that you would call a relationship. I'm not calling. Not including fucking. Then probably
just one.
Oh, yes. then two. Then two.
Just one for me.
Two, three. Well, I have to. I guess they would classify as ones that would make you sad watching that movie.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, that's not that many. None. Your stilted relationship with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that one. Well, no, one. Actually, one would. One. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah.
I can. Oh, yeah. I can think of one I would erase for sure. But other than that, I'll keep them.
I wouldn't erase any.
Oh, I've forgotten all of them.
So you have erased already.
I forget stuff pretty easily. Which
really?
Is, yeah.
I do too, but not people who fucked me over.
Yeah, keep that list forever. It makes you strong.
I don't know.
All right. Where would you retire?
God, is that in the cards for us?
Retiring?
Yeah, it's a
I see sun and waves. I see a beach.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I mean, definitely Spain. This is not a funny answer.
No, it doesn't have to be funny. We're just talking.
Have to be funny.
But, but probably Spain, just because my family lives there and stuff, and it's so pretty, and there's a lot of seafood, and
yeah.
I think.
That sounds. I'm coming with you.
Okay,
I'll
cool.
be there.
Just pack us.
Who knows where America will be by then? So
yeah, exactly. God.
Come over.
Yeah,
Spain. Yeah, I really like the lifestyle there a lot. Like, I like the hours that they keep in Spain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah. Is that like it's totally different from like the work weeks we have here and stuff or what?
I mean, the siesta middle day thing, like I've noticed that only like with my uncle because he has a store and it would close and they would come back and all that. But like regular people, a lot of people just have a lunch hour and go back to work. Right. But in general, they're very laid back. Like their breakfast is like 11. I'm like ready for lunch at 11, you know? And everything's later, like dinners are super late and I'm like already tired. Like everything's just like later, you know, but it's the vibe is very casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day you just get to procrastinate and it's built into the system.
Procrastinate without feeling guilty. Is that even procrastination?
Exactly.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, that does sound good. It sounds like a schedule I could keep when I was 65. I feel like if I went there now, I'd just be like, why?
But, exactly.
But when you're 65, you wake up at like 4 a.m. and then you're in bed by 6.
God, that is true. Why do people wake? Why do old people wake up so early?
I think they just go to bed earlier.
I think they know that their life is ending soon.
Yeah.
Or
TikTok.
I think so. Right? Or...
I don't know. It must I guess just they be go, a natural thing.
They fall asleep so early. They wake up early and they're in that cycle.
I think they only sleep like 5 hours a night, four or 5 hours
a night.
I think
you sleep a lot
really?
Less.
Yeah. They don't really sleep that much.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that really sucks.
Get older.
Yeah. My grandparents get up at like 4:30 and just like start watching DVR of like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
What time do they go to sleep?
At like midnight, 11:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
To require less.
See, there's a lot of puttering to do. You know, you got to putter.
That's true. I actually, you know, I would love just to have a whole day to putter.
Yeah,
just like a whole 24 hours to putter.
I get bored. I mean, I'm saying into the night, like puttering into the night.
Yeah, but don't you find that old people just start asking you too many questions? Like my parents are retired, and the questions that I get now versus when they worked, I'm like, you need hobbies. Like find something to do because this is crazy.
What are they asking you about?
Or like they'll do stuff. Like I'll go somewhere and my dad still prints out maps. He goes on Google and it's adorable. But it's like there's GPS now. You don't have to do this. You know, stuff like that. Where they want to know, like, where are you performing? And I'm like, you don't know where this place is.
And then you just
ask
like, hear
me
the,
every time.
You hear it unfolding the map behind.
Let me look that up for you.
The
this old map
Thomas
I have.
Guide.
Yeah.
It's really cute, but I also want to be like, go golfing or go, you know, go do stuff.
Oh,
but.
I'm going to have hella hobbies when I get older.
Oh, really?
So
you are so good at finding hobbies.
I have been good. I'm doing piano now. I signed up for tap dancing.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. This is new.
Mm-hmm. I was just calling college? Back to the episode. I wasn't trying to disparage your piano playing.
At the community college again?
No, this is some guy who like lives really close to me that I don't know, was in, like, yeah, I'll do this.
You got tap shoes?
No, I'm going to go to one class. He has some you can borrow. I'm just going to like, I don't want to, you know, see if buy you like them it first.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it.
Yeah, don't commit.
I'm scared my boobs will be too big to tap dance.
Well, but clap dance.
they're like, there's not even taps on your shoes. Where's that noise coming from?
You're doing like twirls.
You'll like, invent a new dance. The clap dance. The Dancing with the Stars is like this week. We're doing the clap dance.
But I did legitimately think about that because, you know, like running and stuff is like,
yeah,
I was like, this might be too much bouncing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, have you done multiple sports bras?
No, I'll figure it out. I mean, that's not the biggest thing I'm worried about, but it's an aspect.
That's a good problem to have.
It is, but not when you, want to, like, because I also want to do it because I want to, like, put on some kind of, like, a crazy show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to tap dance for on audience if my boobs are, like.
Right,
I guess
right,
I could,
right.
That could be part of the joke, maybe.
Yeah, right. Or you could just hold them. It might be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that in a show once because there was, like, a slow motion shot of me running down a hallway like we were doing an ER parody. And my boobs are just like. And so I just said one. I was like, "Let me do one where I like hold them," and that turned out way funnier than
that's funny.
Than the original.
You just need to get like what was that Janet Jackson cover where the guy was
right?
Like, you need to get a guy that's his job.
Yeah, I mean, I just need that in general, and then like he can also do that.
Yeah,
that should be your Tinder opener,
right?
Just like
I just need a Janet Jackson boob holder.
Yeah, how do you feel about being a bra?
Well, let me check if that guy's reaction. All right, what's our next one, y'all?
Wendy or Peter?
Oh, from Peter Pan? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sure, if that's how you want to interpret that's what it means.
Oh, Peter, I want to fly.
Yeah?
But Wendy flies too.
Oh, right.
But Peter flies like all the time. Wendy only flies if you give her magic dust, right?
No, they all can fly when they think of happy thoughts, right?
No, I think it's Tinkerbell.
I want to be the leader. Oh, Peter's the leader.
Yeah.
All right, that's
anywhere's green. I love green.
But okay. Isn't Peter? What's his backstory? He's like an orphan that just like becomes friends with the crocodile. Is that like what his backstory?
I don't really
is?
Know what he his
was,
backstory
I actually
is.
Did know this one, but I think he was left there. Yeah, I think he originally was a baby, and then the babies were raised in Neverland, and they just stayed a certain age. I think.
Yeah.
Where do babies come from? Where did the babies come from?
Because Wendy has like parents that she goes back to.
Yeah, Peter doesn't have family.
Yeah, that's sad. You know what? I'm gonna try it. I bet he's like really funny.
You're sticking with Peter.
He has a lot of problems.
I mean, also, it's like, are you talking Peter in Hook world? Because that means you're like a lawyer. You know who?
No. Classic Peter. Classic.
Oh,
Peter.
Okay.
Peter who stays in Neverland, I think, right?
Yeah. Not from the Hook.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick to Peter. I like him.
I mean, it's like, do I want to live in Neverland or do I want to visit occasionally?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Like you want to get older, too? I guess is the thing.
Yeah. Right? One day you become Maggie Smith.
Yeah.
That which isn't bad.
Sorry, I'm keeping him with Hook.
No. Very good iteration. Sorry.
Yeah.
Peter, I always think of that.
Flying Peter.
I think I'll be Peter. Why not?
I want to be Peter too.
You guys, I'm Peter.
You classic. Peter. I guess we
asked
her the question.
You asked me first.
Yeah.
You got it.
You guys meet the alligators and shit. Okay.
No, my second choice is actually Rufio.
Yeah. Well, if we're gonna do,
I mean, Rufio doesn't work out well for Rufio.
I'll be Smee.
It's me.
Aw,
yeah.
That's noble.
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah, you could totally be Bob. I could totally see you as Bob Hoskins.
No, okay. Then I'll be Tinkerbell.
Oh, you're Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's the move to make, I think.
Yeah, right? I'll be
David Crosby's cameo. He's a pirate.
And so is Meryl Streep.
No, Glenn Close.
Oh, that's right. I got it wrong. Wow. I thought I had this like great factoid for you.
I've totally confused them before,
that
too.
That is fair.
Yeah. I've been like, Meryl Streep went to my college. And I'll be like, wait, no, that was Glenn Close.
Do you think they're friends?
Ooh, I think Glenn Close lives in her shadow hard.
Maybe.
Probably.
What has happened cool to her? Stuff, she has.
She did like some badass like TV show recently, didn't she?
The Images.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, she's a Broadway like powerhouse. That counts for a lot.
I mean, is Meryl.
Yeah. No, not as much as Glenn Close, though.
Meryl's the shit, though. She's the best.
And remember, she showed us all that she could sing in Into the Woods. I love that Meryl was like, by the way, I can sing in a Broadway-level kettlebell.
I haven't even brought it out yet.
There you go. Yeah.
that bitch.
I saw the ABBA movie. I knew she could sing for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. In a surprising turn of events, Brandy has seen Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, you hate musicals, and that's the one you've seen?
It's rock music. It's not a musical.
It's not a musical song. It's a jukebox musical, yeah, which is worse.
Which is the worst kind.
I know this. I knew the songs beforehand.
Yeah, I get
that
it.
It's really fun.
It's a good let me clean the house movie.
That's like Tess. Like, yeah, you're just listening to like an ABBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Track.
Yeah.
Plus, it's really funny how bad Pierce Brosnan is at singing. He's really
You need that though. It's like yeah. Russell Crowe and Les Mis.
Oh my God, he's the worst.
He's so bad, but it makes me laugh so hard. Which is great because it's such a sad.
Why did they cast him?
I don't anyone else. Such a bad choice.
Bugged me for so long.
Like a literal broken piano would have sung better.
Yeah.
The
best.
The reason
he's like making up notes that don't exist.
Yeah.
Out in the mountains.
And you know they all sang live. So, like, Hugh Jackman must have just been like, what the fuck? It's not like they were lip syncing. Like, they were. Like, he probably had to back off a little bit because he's so good.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. The only reason I saw Mamma Mia was because Colin Firth did an interview on one of the talk shows, and he was so upset with all the outfit, the spandex they made him wear in that movie. Mm. And I was like, I want to see what he is so upset about. Also, it's like before he got jowly.
Why was he upset about the spandex? He was like a joke.
He's like a British. I didn't know this was going to happen. And I was like,
well, you know, the funny thing is, I didn't know there's going to be so much spandex in the
movie.
Wait, before he got jowly?
Is he jowly now?
He's like kind of jowly now.
Oh, jowly. Oh, okay. I thought that was like an illness.
No, no.
British guy.
Before he got jowly.
It kind of is an illness.
Do you think Brits get jowlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like bestowed their jowls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because like looks great.
Show us a jowly pic.
Yeah. I don't. I mean,
show us a jowly.
That's my favorite. He's so hot.
I still love him in Bridget Jones.
He's beautiful.
He's played so Darcy twice, right?
I think he's gotten jowlier.
He's so good looking. He's from The King's Speech, right?
Yeah.
That movie.
What a silver fox.
So gorgeous.
He's a hottie.
Yeah.
I think he's probably their best export.
Really?
I think so.
He's up there.
Oh, yeah. What about Alan Thickman?
Rickman?
Oh. Rickman.
Thickman.
Alan Thickman.
Alan Thickman.
I almost went, he died. Oh, wait, no. Part of that name died.
Oh, still my God, living. Alan Thickman.
What about, and they give the confidence. Well, Brandy.
I know. You had your fake wine glass out again.
Did you feel my pause? That's why I paused, because I knew I was fucking up. I was like, Alan.
And then he still let it out the gate.
But what about Alan Rickman?
He transcends. He transcends beyond
export. That's not.
No, well, I don't know.
Are we including the Beatles? Is this all
British? I don't think of Alan Rickman as British, because I don't, like, he's more.
Yeah.
He's more than, like, from the Isle for me. Like,
that's a nice answer.
Yeah.
What about Alan Thickman?
He's the best.
I mean,
I give him 3 tit claps.
Is that show that he was in? God damn it.
Alan Thickman.
What fucking show did Alan Thick do?
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
Also, yes. He was in one episode of Fuller House where he turns down DJ Tanner.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Alan Thick turns down DJ?
Yeah.
They had a storyline where.
Yes.
Where Candace Cameron was going after Alan Thick.
Like, yeah.
They were set up
what?
On a date.
Like, romantically?
Yeah, they were set up on a date, and he was just like, look, Toots, I'm not looking for anything serious. But what does he call her? He calls her, there's a thing that he calls her legs. Nice getaway sticks.
Whoa!
What is the age difference there?
50 years?
A lot. Yeah, he goes, hey, DJ, nice getaway sticks. I'm not looking at anything serious, but if you want to fool around, we can do it. He's a total douche in this one episode of Fuller House.
I bet he was like, I will only be on this if I get to make, like, if I get fucking DJ Tanner.
And then he turns her down. It's really funny.
And then he dies.
Yeah. Basically.
He was 69 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Cameron. 40. Okay, so.
Oh, she's 49. 40. Oh, they're so not. Okay. I thought it was more.
That's a lot, though.
Uh-huh. 29 is still pretty.
I guess it's. Yeah.
I think it's fine. Okay. Yeah. We'll be back.
We are back.
Trust her. Sorry. Trust her to do it.
I was no, she shouldn't have. I was just petting my dog.
Gatsby, yeah. In his zone.
We are back. I'm Tess. I'm sitting here with Gatsby.
I'm Bab, sitting here with my phone.
I'm Brandy with my computer.
I'm Carmen touching my scarf.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Okay.
Great improv game, everyone. Even though we did, that wasn't improv. That was real life.
No, that was scripted.
Yeah. That was, again, everyone got their life.
We should have rehearsed this.
Yeah. Life is improv, and improv is life, you guys.
So wow. True.
Yikes. Space and then I want to kill myself. But
We're going to answer some advice questions, Carmen.
Love it.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do Lady Problems,
please.
Lady problems. Oh, those are kids. Yeah. Yes. Birds.
Kids. They're kids. Do you have them?
I do.
Molly Raston, wow. Thank you so much.
Molly Raston did a great cover, used the laughing noise as a drop.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That would be really funny to get a crowd full of ecstasy, and then when the music drops, just play that noise. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Awesome. If you have lady problems, send it to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org. We actually have an update on a lady problem that we got sent today. If we've answered your problem, send us updates and let us know what's going on.
Let us know how right we were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm the girl who wanted to move in with my boyfriend, but his mom tried to be creepy with invasive questions in order to convince us to continue living separately. Well, we moved in together and it really wasn't a huge deal after all. Yay, that's good. His family isn't thrilled that we're living in sin, but it is what it is, and they still love us both. My boyfriend was able to stand up for our relationship and living arrangements to his mom without it becoming confrontational. We're still asked not to bring up the fact that we live together in front of his nieces and nephews because of their family's religion, but I no longer feel outright disrespected. Thank you for your advice, and I really appreciate just hearing someone other than my boyfriend validate that she crossed a line, and it's something I need to be aware of in the future.
Yay. So, that's great. That's a happy update.
Yeah, that's like a lesson. It's like if somebody's middling in your shit, fuck mm-hmm. them. They don't mm-hmm. just do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're going to have to learn to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. They bend to your will.
What does RuPaul say? It's like if they're not paying your salary, pay him no mind. He doesn't say salary. It's something better than
who
that.
Who says that? Oh, RuPaul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Paying your bills, pay him no mind, I think is what it is. All right. Is this next one the one we're doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. This next one. I'm in high school and just had my first real relationship. It ended about eight and a half months in. We had sex and said, I love you. And it was pretty serious. We broke up my junior year and his sophomore. It's been 2 or 3 months since I broke it off with him. He was super immature and rude, but he did love me. Around the same time we broke up, I had drama with my group of friends, and now we never hang out anymore. That's probably best because they were very cliquey and overall not great people. I still hang out with my best friend, and I still talk to my old group of friends and other people, but I never really hang out with them. I feel super lonely, and I'm having anxiety issues. I'm in the process of getting a therapist, but I still miss being close with more people. I miss being in a relationship, but I know I need to focus on myself. Maybe I just need to go on a fuck about, except French Stewart's word, not this high schooler's. except it's hard to go to parties when I'm not friends with a lot of people, and fucking in the car since I can't bring them home is not ideal. Been there, girl. Been there.
Not good for tall people. Go ahead.
No, again, yeah, I've been there. Actually, if you're gonna fuck in the car, guys, everyone thinks driver's seat, passenger. Get that steering wheel.
Why does everyone think driver's seat?
Why do people think driver's seat? It's passenger seat.
Yeah.
No, here's
why
what
not
you
just
do.
Get in the back
or back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take your parents' station wagon. That's the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Be like, don't buy me a new car. I'll take mom's
station
wagon.
I'll take the wagon.
Yeah. Shaggin' wagon.
To a pussy wagon.
Get in the trunk.
Yeah.
So, okay. So she's looking for some advice from ladies that are not her mom.
I don't know if she's talking to her mom about, like, should I go on a fuck about, mom? well, I mean, I want to say you sound like you're really like mature.
Yeah.
And really have your shit together, which is awesome. Like the way you're talking about stuff that like your friend, you know, there's drama all the time in high school, and yeah. It's like it always feels like the end of the world. And so like you said, you had drama with your group of friends, but they were cliquey and overall not great people. It's great that you see that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That you're not just like, I miss that, you know, you mm-hmm. see that they might not be the best people to hang out with, so
Wait, now, why did her, did she explain why did her friend stop hanging out with her?
No, they just said there was drama.
Around the same time as they broke up. So I don't know if it's related or not, but it might just be a thing that happened at the same
time.
Sounds
like it's not.
But it says that they're clicky. Yeah, she needs friends. And like, you're young, so like everyone else has time to hang out and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's harder to make friends when you're older, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, school is built in, like, you
know. Yeah, you've got people all around.
Yeah.
We've got the same, like, answer here is for older people, which is just like, but you have easier access to like do clubs or
join the track team or something.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and you'll have a shit. And if you have anxiety, it's going to be hard at the beginning, but you'll get over it and you'll start getting to know people super quickly.
Yeah, and this might be a big step if you have a lot of social anxiety, but I do think if you can do it, try to go to a party by yourself, because actually. That I meet so many people when I go places alone, because you're just much more approachable. And I know when you have social anxiety, the idea of being somewhere alone.
I can do that now, but in high school, I would never.
Going to a high school
party
by yourself if you have anxiety? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's also so clicky and everybody has their own, you know.
But she could also like bring other people that aren't from her high school, you know, like other friends.
That's a good idea.
And just kind of bring them into a party just as a, you know. Partner.
Well, and it's like, I don't know, there's other stuff you can do besides go to parties. Like, your friends that you are so close with, why don't you guys like plan, like, I don't know, go ice skating or like roller skating or like go plan like some weird camping trips or something. Like, I don't know.
Plan a fuck about.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you feel like going to
fuck about.
Maybe she
means the fuck about involves going and finding guys at parties to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Which is always a fun activity on a Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
As
long as you feel like you're like emotionally prepared for it. Too.
Yeah,
I don't know. I kind of just want to say that, like, as like a, you know, you're 17. Don't feel like it's like a
it
pressure.
Sounds like it sounds like she's got a pretty good head on her shoulders. So.
I understand. I just want to say it, though. You know, anybody else is listening.
Yeah, obviously, don't do that unless you want to. That's everything we say. Don't do that unless you want to.
Well, no, but I mean, like, don't like work. Pretend to be more mature than you actually are, and try to push yourself.
Yeah, but that's telling a high schooler to not pretend to be more mature. That's all of who didn't do that.
I was not planning a fuck about in high school.
No, I'm not talking about fucking about, but I'm talking about we all think we know everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just, you know, just saying if like you're saying that because it's just not, I don't feel pressure to go on a fuck about if you don't want to go on a fuck about. I just don't want you to feel like that's like, I feel like that's like a more of an adult way of handling something than when you're like 17. Like, oh, I'm just going to go fuck a bunch of guys and get over it.
I mean, it depends.
I agree. I think that is something where it's like, well, she knows what she wants right now, which is like, I want to work on myself and do my own thing.
Yeah.
So that's what it sounds like she wants to do.
Yeah. She sounds mature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like you know what you want, which is to make some new friends, do some fun shit with people who don't suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I think means, like, you know, find some activities and shit going on in school with like one person who you always thought was cool but never hung out with or something. And
yeah,
you know, just reach out to them. People always want to be talked to. Like, I always forget that. They like people want to like be approached and be friends with people, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And if your friends are being weird and clicky, like, I don't know, maybe like unfollow all of them on Facebook for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't like buy into seeing all of them hanging out with each other, because that social media, God, social media in high school.
I'm just realizing like what a bad kid I was. Like, all my ways I made friends, I'm like, see if they want to go get a cigarette. Ask if anyone wants to go to the mall instead of school. Give someone a blowjob in a car.
Wait, where did this happen? Where did you grow up?
In high school. Camarillo, California.
It's like an hour outside.
Outside of here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, hilarious. I had so much fun not going to high school. The beach was right there.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the type of shit you do.
No, I'm not. I don't want to encourage anyone to be as bad as me, but it is fun. Yeah.
Oh my god, that was creepy.
Oh, little laugh.
Don't have children yet.
No.
Yeah.
I think the clubs thing is a good call. All that stuff. Yeah. Just like talk to, like, try to like bring up, I don't know, like, it's always good to have like inside jokes with people. Like, if there's a teacher you guys both hate, Teachers are a great person to throw under the bus.
Yeah.
A great way to find common ground.
Do like bands that you like come through town anytime soon?
I don't know where you live.
That's a good one.
I went to concerts by myself all the time, and I have like a lot of friends that I don't know from high school or from college that are just concert friends. You know? So if there's other stuff outside of high school that you're into, like go kind of pursue that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have a lot of like, and it is, you know, being older and having so much bullshit to do, I do miss the days of being like a teenager and like you just had no responsibilities.
So easy. Yeah, it's people everywhere.
Yeah. So just, I guess, know that this will pass. Like you're going to have new friends. Whether you do this or not, you're just naturally going to gravitate towards people you want to hang out with in class, you know, whether you decide to like do extra stuff where it might be a little too anxiety inducing, but you still have your best friend, which is awesome. And it's like, you know, hang on to that, go to parties with her.
Mm-hmm. And realistically, it's like, you know, I only talked to maybe like five people from high school still.
Yeah. Friendships ebb and flow.
Yeah. She's 17. You'll be like in college, whatever you're going to do after high school, you'll be doing that soon.
Yeah. But that's hard when you're in high school. Every moment is just like the end of the world. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's hard to, but yeah, you sound super mature and don't go to fuck about like if you don't feel like it, because it's not the answer.
I have a question for you and any other teens. Are you guys still going to the mall?
I think they are.
Do teens really? Still go to
they
the
do
mall?
That still?
I think kids still go. I think teens still go to the
Let
mall.
Let us know if you're going to the mall still.
I think that's a great place.
But are they mall shops. Walking? Are they Tinder mall? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like is there incentive? Because we went to the mall to like meet other people. Yeah. And I don't know if they need to do that anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us old ladies if you still go to the mall. Answer all of our old people questions.
Just sounds like such an old people thing to do,
right?
Yeah,
but it makes sense because it's
where
like
hang out.
There's like a bunch of food and drink, and it's open, and there's like you don't have to buy stuff. You know?
I'd be very curious to know.
Whenever I go to like coffee shops in Salt Lake, which are full of like a bunch of innocent like high school kids, that it's all, you know, it's just the kids, like spending money on a hot chocolate for and being there for like 6 hours with their friends.
Yeah, we did a lot of that.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
A lot of coffee shops.
But I feel like the malls back then were cool.
Yeah,
when I go back to Virginia, there's only one mall that's cool. Yeah, all the other
there's only one mall that's cool.
Which mall is it?
The one near DC. It's Tyson's Corner.
Oh, Tyson's Corner is super cool.
What's cool about
it? But the other ones, it's massive. Just modern and huge. Yeah. All the other ones are just like, they're not as cool.
They're
unless,
old and stinky.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
The malls of America haven't kept up, have they? We've got a sad Macy's around here.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that one is real ghost town.
Yeah.
We got a couple of good ones.
All right.
Well, guys, we're going to go to Panda Express and then get a pretzel. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. See you next week. Thanks.
That was fun.
Where can we find
good
you?
Good luck.
Where can we find you on the internet, Carmen?
At Lynch Carmen for Twitter. And CarmenLynch.com is my website.
Awesome.
And please check out my CD in a couple weeks.
Yeah, hell dance thanks. Like you don't need the money. Check it out. Super funny.
Yeah.
Thanks
for doing it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.